Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. So today I wanted to focus on the day in the life of a unified soccer player, man. It was just an amazing experience with this team to be there. You know, it was exciting accomplishments, what we had accomplished at the end of the season. We ended up winning two games, 5-3 and then 3-0 in Nashville, Tennessee. What really mattered for us is because it's one of those things where we played as a team, we worked together, we did what we had to do in every practice, is work hard, play our best, you know. Do the things that our coaches wanted to see in ourselves, you know. And that's what I took away from that, you know, just being there for the team, being there for myself, but only just to improve and make better decisions on when I'm on the pitch, you know. And one of those things is that when we went out there, man, it was all business, you know, business as usual. So we went out there and we just had fun. We did our thing, but also too, we had to make sure that we were locked in, you know, everyone was locked in the game today because that was an important game for us, you know. And so we ended up doing our thing. We went out there, we performed at a high level. We ended up winning 3-0, almost had a goal. But, you know, at the end of the day, for myself, as long as I'm a team player, that's all that matters for me with my squad. And, you know, it was fun, though. I really enjoyed it, had a good time, you know. And everything, you know. Shout out to all of them, like Allie, the chaperones, and everyone else. Allie, Emily, Curtis, Coach Deb, Coach Jack. They're all did something, you know, just to keep us, like, ready for the game. And so, and Charles, too. Don't forget Charles. And so, with that being said, we just continue to perform at a high level. And we just keep doing that like we do every day, you know. Becoming the best version of ourselves, you know. We ended up staying in the hotel for a little bit. We went to the barbecue joint in Nashville, Tennessee, which was fun as well because we got to meet the players, see where they come from and see what they're like, you know, what they like to do and stuff, getting to know them as a team in a whole. And so that was good. After that, we went to the hotel. I took a pregame nap before the game and then changed into my jerseys and stuff to get ready for the game to travel. We took another bus back to the field. We got to see a couple of things which we don't usually see in Massachusetts. We saw bisons, and those things are huge, massive animals up there in Nashville, Tennessee, the countryside, you know. So it was still good though. And when we were at the game, they were giving the ceremonies and stuff. We got to stretch before, which is good because, you know, stretching is the most important thing when you play sports. And so, you know, those are one of the things I took really cautious of, just making sure I stretch my body out. You know, I'm loose on the field and I don't feel like I'm gonna hurt my body while playing, you know, or getting hurt. That's the most important thing. But yeah, it was good though. It was fun. I really enjoyed myself. At the end of the day, we ended up getting the win. Now we just was a team player, you know. I feel good about myself because the reason why I say that, everyone, is because I was able to help my boy Jimmy, bro. When he played the last game against Chicago, he just didn't really take much shots at all. But it's an amazing experience to see a person grow, and they take the time to listen, and then when you see them score, it's a really great feeling. He ended up scoring his first goal, which was pretty cool to see, man. From my part of view, because I was able to help him get out of that slump, you know. And getting his goal that he needed, he really wanted. But it was great, though. I really enjoyed it for him to get his goal and celebrate, you know. And his whole family was there, which was a plus-plus, a win-win for all of us at the end of the day. So the goal scorers of the game were, first goal was by Tyler. Second goal was by Jimmy. Third goal was by Esvin. We ended up winning 3-0. Almost had a couple, but I just couldn't finish it in the back of the net. But it's all good, you know. We'll be back for next season. So, with that being said, everyone, I'd just like to say thank every single one of y'all for tuning in and listening to my podcast. It's just been a ride, you know, with y'all. Went from 32 Spotify followers to 35 real quick. Just by like a couple of, a couple of days. But I appreciate every single one of y'all taking the time to follow me on my podcast. I really appreciate y'all to spread the word and keep it going up from here, you know. I'm going to keep promoting my podcast everywhere I go in this world. And so we'll see how it goes from there. But I'd like to say thank you. Thank you to everybody that's been watching, you know, the video. If you still want to watch the videos on Facebook Live. And so other than that, it's just been a great, great experience. They got us a hype video too for the game that I listened to, and it was nice. And they got my goal in there and everyone else, Tyler and Amelia's. It was nice. And actually, I wanna say something though. Like me and Claude, bro, we cool, man. But that game against Chicago, man, what he was saying to me was real, bro. Because to be honest with you, I never really thought of it like that, you know. He told me, you're gonna get a goal. What I need you to do is like get that rebound in basketball, and just finish it. And I listened to that, right? But tell me why in the game that exact option happened, that exact thing that he told me happened in the game. And all I needed to do was finish it, which I did, and I found the back of the net. It was just well said, you know. And those are one of the things like I really like appreciate people like that in my life, because they're not only teaching you, but they're also like educating you on how different ways you could score goals. It just doesn't have to be all like flashy, look nice, but if it does find the back of the net, it finds the back of the net. So it was a pretty cool thing for like when I remember and how exactly came out to be, you know, one of those things. But yeah, everyone, that was just amazing one day experience. You know, it would have been different if the Reds were there, but you know, they couldn't fit it into their schedule. But it's, you know what, it's all good, you know. We still enjoyed ourselves, we still had a good time, and it worked for all of us, you know. And like I always say to end my podcast, man, it's a quick podcast today because I just wanted to tell y'all about my experience at Nashville, Tennessee, and what we did. So, like I said again, everyone, this is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show, covering live in Boston for the Unified game. We won 3-0 on Nashville Revolution versus Nashville. And so we did our thing. So everyone, y'all take care. Have a blessed Tuesday today. And everyone, just enjoy your Tuesday. All right. Everyone, take care. Peace.